Jody Olszewski, gerontologist and executive director of the Hartford Center for Mature Market Excellence.
Absolutely. Now, today we are talking about drivers 50 and older planning to go high-tech behind the wheel. So taking a look at the release we received, there was a survey that was done that found that drivers ages 50 and older who plan to buy a car in the next 2 years, 76% of them plan to actively seek out advanced safety technologies. Can you give us a little bit more information about this?
Sure, that's right. That was a key finding of the survey we just did with the MIT Age Lab. And really, what it means is that car tech seems to be really top of mind for these drivers. It seems to be becoming quite fashionable. And it seems like we're in the midst of an interesting transition because of those drivers who bought a car in the last year, only 32% of them actively sought out the technologies. Those that had them in their car, many of them just kind of happened into it. But this shift of actually people deliberately looking for them seems to have grown quite a bit.
Absolutely. Now, I think we can probably dive into a little bit about what the technology is, because when we think of technology, we might be thinking of something different than what older adults are looking for in a car. When we think of technology, we might think of like Wi-Fi or something, you know what I mean, like to better serve us. But it looks like what they're looking for is safety features. So go ahead and give our listeners a little bit of an idea of what technology these older adults are looking for.
Sure, that's right. The vehicle technologies that we put in front of them were safety features. And the one that was on the top of the list for those drivers who are currently in the market for buying a car was blind spot warning systems. So this is the technology that will warn drivers of objects that might be in their blind spots. And this is especially helpful when changing lanes and parking. Another vehicle technology which was on their list are crash mitigation systems. So those systems detect when a vehicle may be in danger of a collision and help to minimize injuries to vehicle occupants.
Absolutely, and I know that a lot of times older adults kind of have that independence taken away from them if they really can no longer drive because it becomes more difficult to see or kind of coordinate and navigate the roads and everything being older. So I think that this would definitely help a lot more if they have that independence and they have the ability to get in a car and know that they're going to be safe. So what are some of the other benefits for drivers to learn and use new car technologies that are over 50 years of age?
Yeah, well, I think exactly what you said. These technologies can help to extend driving longevity. Essentially, they can help drivers feel more comfortable and safe in certain situations. So, for example, blind spot warnings can help many of us, you know, experience a change in flexibility and range of motion as we age. And so that technology can help just support that capability, which is so essential to driving, right? The ability to change lanes, to yield, to merge, making turns, all of those things are really important.
Absolutely. And are there any other highlights that you want to share with our listeners that come from the survey that was done by the Hartford and MIT Age Lab?
Yeah, one of the interesting things we looked at was really receptivity to the driverless car, which seems to be the next frontier. And we found that about a third of the participants, about 35%, said that they would be willing to get a driverless car if they could no longer drive safely, and they would essentially be willing to let go of the wheel. Two reasons for that. One is that if the vehicle was proven to be as safe as them driving themselves, but then second, if their health prevented them from driving themselves, they would be willing to consider a driverless car. So I think this is pretty encouraging.
Absolutely. And we did have some information about the new AARP driver safety sponsorship. Can you give us a little information about that as well?
Sure. We've been a long-standing partner with AARP Driver Safety, but we just committed $1 million over 3 years to expand that partnership and jointly develop an exclusive education program to really help drivers understand current and evolving technologies and how to use them, to recognize how they might enhance their driving safety and extend their driving years, and also to ensure that they're able to choose the technologies that best suit their needs.
Absolutely. And if our listeners want to get a little bit more information about the study or about the growing interest in vehicle technology for 50-plus adults, where can they go to get more information?
Sure. Our website is thehartford.com/cartech.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that. Okay, I think that's everything I had for you today, unless there's something you want to add to our listeners that we might not have touched on.
No, I think that's great. We've just encouraged people to educate themselves on what these technologies are, and if they're in the market for a new vehicle, you know, keep that in mind.
Absolutely. All right, Jody, thank you so much for your time. I'll go ahead and let you go so you can get on to your next interview, but thank you so much for the great information, and we'll get this out within the next day or two.
Great. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye-bye.